Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF is still on this final weekend of a festival this big. I try to carefully select which movies to watch based on reputation, subject, word of mouth. But, you know, one of the movies I'm doing tonight is just I wandered into without even knowing what the movie was and was very pleasantly surprised. So this week, I'm looking at three movies at TIFF set during or before the point of collapse or disaster. There's a noir drama set in Argentina before the 1976 military coup, a social drama in upper class Mexico before the peso crash of 82, and a dance, sex, drug-fueled horror movie set in France in the 1990s. Rojo, directed by Benjamin Neustadt. It's the mid-1970s in a small provincial town in Argentina. Military has divided the country up into different zones to fight guerrillas in the jungle, and everything's quiet, but something is not right. Whole families are suddenly disappearing from their homes. Are they kidnapped or just on vacation? Whatever it is, locals are enriching themselves by plundering what the people leave behind. Claudio, played by Dario Grandinetti, a mild-mannered lawyer with bald head and a trim mustache, is not bothered by the tension. He's solidly middle class. Nothing will happen to him. And he joins with a close family friend in a real estate scam to take over one of these disappeared people's homes. And his daughter, in the meantime, with his partner's son, scam partner's son, are dating, even though she's not that interested. She'd rather hang out with the dancers in the school's dance club. But Claudio's own life is disrupted by a disturbing incident at a restaurant. A man, a total stranger in the town, starts a loud argument with him over a reservation. Later, outside, it turns into a violent incident, and Claudio secretly dumps the man's body into the desert and leaves it there. Meanwhile, a famous private detective arrives from Santiago, Chile, to investigate a missing person. Could this somehow be related to Claudio? And will this tension, as well as Claudio's secret, ever go away? Or is Claudio and Argentina, the country, entering a terrible new phase of violent oppression? So Rojo, or Red, is a dark mystery drama about life in small town Argentina before the US-backed military coup in the 70s. It shows the stress, uncertainty, and violence affecting everyone in the town, from high school kids to the leaders. It nicely mixes politics, history, and noirish drama with a stylized, almost surreal 70s look. Feels like an episode of Columbo from the 70s. I really like this movie. The Good Girl, so Las Niñas Bien, directed by Alejandra Marquez Abella. Okay, it's the summer of 82 in a posh neighborhood in Mexico. Sofia, played by Ilsa Salas in a wonderful performance, is riding high. She's an elegant and beautiful woman from an upper middle class family married to an investor. And she belongs to the exclusive country club where she and her friends meet daily to play tennis and gossip. Sofia is more interested in bags and shoes and facial creams than local politics. Her birthday party goes flawlessly, ending with a wonderful present, a new cream-colored car from her devoted husband, Fernando, played by Flavio Medina. And with the kids at camp in the U.S., don't talk to Mexicans, she tells them. She can devote herself to tennis, shopping, and talking with her friends. But all is not well. And there are telltale signs turning up everywhere. The taps run dry as the water utility runs into trouble. Oil prices are crashing, and so is the peso and the Japanese economy. One of her best friends stops coming to the club, and because there's a death in her family, and a nouveau riche woman named Ana Paula has taken her place on the ladder. Sofia continues to spend lavishly, but her checks start to bounce. The creditors are moving in, knocking at the door, and the servants are leaving one by one because she can't afford to pay him. Is this a momentary lapse, or, as one of her kids asks, are we poor now, Mommy? So The Good Girls is a subtle and nuanced movie about the turning point, that exact moment when a woman realizes her carefully crafted life could crumble in an instant once the money goes away. And that's when dignity disappears and pettiness takes over, and she realizes it could all be like a dream finished. This is a spectacularly beautiful movie, from the costumes to the acting, and it's one I would have missed if I didn't wander to the theater at random when the movie I planned to see was full. So just goes to show. Climax, directed by Gaspar Noé. It's 1996, an isolated building in rural France, and a dance troupe, multi-ethnic, multilingual, multisexual, is perfecting their dance routine. There's a dress rehearsal before heading off to New York, and they do it without a single mistake. So the celebratory after party is just starting up, with a guy named Daddy playing tunes and David scouting sexual partners, and Psyche is pouting in the corner. And the choreographer sends her son up to bed. So everything's all set, but something's wrong. Somebody spiked the sangria with unknown hallucinogenic drugs. And the dancers are reacting in very strange ways, turning to uncontrolled sex, unchecked violence, and running down the red-lit hallways in panic, trying to escape. Others form impromptu gangs, attacking scapegoats. Among the dancers, will anybody survive? Well, Gaspar Noé is one of my favorite directors, and Climax does not disappoint. This is an amazing and unusual combination of contemporary dance, sex, drugs, and extremely disturbing violence. Starts with interviews on old videotape, and then it goes to filming the entire dance routine nonstop with a camera above spinning around in a single take. Then comes the spike punch, and the horror begins. The whole world turns upside down. It's exotic, disturbing, entertaining, and extremely creepy. You also get his amazing cover work with upside down shots, and you also have titles, the movie's titles, the credits appearing right in the middle of the movie. Beautifully crafted titles, nonstop music, and very funny lines before everything goes bad. Amazing and disturbing movie, Climax. Rojo, The Good Girls, and Climax are all playing at TIFF right now. Go to tiff.net for details. And don't forget, they're giving out free tickets on Saturday around 5 or 6 at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Free tickets, don't miss it. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.